it's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
It is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tuesday, August 28th, 2012. On the air is Rich McFadden.
Hello.
Ladies will be joining us. Actually, Roberta is dealing with something. God love her. She's dealing. Let's just put it that way.
There you go.
Heather will be around. She's getting her children off to school as school gets started today. Imagine that. School starts today.
We've still got a few days left.
Yep. Your children excited about going to school?
My daughter, Juliana, who will be going into kindergarten, very excited. My son, Sean, who's going into the third grade, not so much.
Really? Why, already?
I mean, he likes it once he gets there, and, yeah, you know, he's doing stuff, and he's having a good time. But, right, you know, just the thought of school, he's your typical kid, the thought of school.
I don't want to go to school.
I don't want to go to school. I don't want to get up, yada, yada, yada.
But once he's there, he has a good time.
All right, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's see, items this hour for your interest and enjoyment.
Okay.
More on gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
A television report will have an update on who's being added to Dancing with the Stars.
Also, and NBC's not too happy with Howard Stern going after Jay Leno. Get some details for that.
All right. And then there is there are a book review or two that are worth some considerations. And other than that, Richie, I'm going to ask you to pause now for a brief word from all of the things, all the people, all the items that we like to tell people about so that I may go take care of something quickly.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive mortgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, so what do we want first? 11, 12 after the hour. Heather and Richie and Doug here on Tuesday. The good news, I guess, depending on whether you're in business, there are two ways of looking at today. One, it's still summertime, and even though there were children getting off to school today, there still is this air before Labor Day of it being summertime. And then the other side of the coin, a week from today, business actually will reemerge for the first time since,
since early June.
4th of July. Yeah, even June.
Right.
Memorial Day, things start to slow down. That's cool. But those of us who are in business and trying to scare up business, last month's been pretty scary because there hasn't been much business to scare up.
Sure has.
But now things will change. A lot of people think the election season will bring about a turn of events. There are those, the Congressional Budget Office story, everybody in the news media to try to scare you again. We're going over a cliff! It's the end of the world!
Oh.
Look out below!
Splat.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, let's focus. Hey, actually, from that, maybe from that league for a minute, I just want you to think with me. The last hour is probably worth downloading, you think, Richie? Especially the story about all of the bureaucracies that have been created. If you didn't hear the last hour, you might want to download
yeah.
it. The podcast this
hour. You're
looking
hour for something to get one. You wound up for the day.
Right, and if that doesn't wind you up enough, more on food and fuel prices. All right, let's just go back. Let's go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear. Back to 1934, coming out of the... We never really... It didn't... Until we went into World War II, it didn't really have... The Depression continued. It sort of when the Works Progress Administration got started and the government fed a lot of people with jobs that were created out of all these programs, it was cool. 1934, the average price of gasoline was 18 cents a gallon. 18 cents a gallon. Since then, the inflation multiplier has grown to 17. So if you use that number, I'm not trying to give you a headache, but if you multiply the 17 by the 18 cents, gas ought to cost $3.06 a gallon. Gas ought to cost $3.06 a gallon. What do you mean, no?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not finding it anywhere.
Well, that's not the point. The point is it's $3.06 a gallon according to the multipliers. That's where it ought to be.
Okay.
The fact that local prices are, on average here, about 64 cents a gallon more than that. Let's see here. I'm looking at some of the prices in Atlanta. Milk was, and this is the comparative. Milk back in 1934 was 49 cents a gallon. Using the multiplier, it ought to be $8.43 a gallon today. And the only place you can get it for that price is at my apartment store. Eggs were 39 cents a dozen in 1934. These are basics now. Chicken was 34 cents a pound in 1934. Round steak, 42 cents a pound in 1934. So if that's the case, let's see. Let's take round steak. It ought to be $6.72 a pound. What is it now? What does steak cost a pound? I don't even know.
I don't know.
You don't buy it either. Richie, you buying steak? What's it cost?
I don't buy steak. I buy ground beef and other things, but let me see.
So eggs ought to be $6.72 a dozen. What is an egg? How much do we charge for eggs at the store?
$3.50 for a half dozen.
So it'd be $7. Okay. We're pretty close. Well, farm stores, we got to get more because our stuff is better than what you can get at the store.
Sure it is.
Let's see here. Chicken ought to be $5.81 a pound. What's it cost? What's chicken cost a pound now? Anybody know? We don't eat chicken. None of us. Richie, you must eat chicken.
We eat chicken, but I don't buy it.
You don't buy it. All right. Somebody gives it to you?
No.
You go out and kill your own?
No,
what are you
doing?
Yeah, hunt them down. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Round steak ought to be $7.17 a pound.
About $2.99 a pound for chicken.
All right, so here's what is $2.99. Okay. I'm seeing the average for a dozen eggs about $2. What'd you say? The chicken was $2.90-something?
$2.99.
Okay, that's close. And the steak's about $3.99 for this particular cut, round steak. That'd be a cheap cut, right?
Yes.
Because isn't good steak $8-$9 a
yes.
pound?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. In the 1970s, food and fuel again blamed for inflation. And so it cost more to get a newspaper, cost more to go to college, cost more to send a stamp or send to send a letter. If we use that same multiplier, for example, for stamps, stamps ought to be 51 cents now. What are they, 45? Richie doesn't know because he never uses them.
No, I don't use stamps.
Right. So I'm just trying to compare. Do you get my drift here?
Mm-hmm.
The way you multiply things out to figure what they cost back in the depths of the Depression, 34, and what they cost today during the depths of a we haven't really even come close to getting out of this recession. So a lot of people want to change and, to compare and to see what the changes are from then to now. For example, let's go to wages. The average hourly wage in 1934 is $3.31.
Wow.
And if that were the case, then the hourly wage would be a lot less using that multiplier than it is now. The average earnings ought to be $7,000 a year, but it's not. The average income in our country, I think the median income, whether that can be the average, is $49,500. All right? So I'm just trying to get you to think about some of these calculations and how, if you compare the average hourly wage today, which is about $14.90, looks like. I'm looking at these stats here. $14.90 versus what folks were being paid, $3 an hour in the 1930s. 100 years ago today, the average wage in this country was 19 cents an hour.
Wow.
Can you even imagine?
No.
You can't imagine.
Wow.
So, but just to sort of compare in terms of time on the job, cost of a half a gallon of milk moved from 39 minutes in 1919 to 16 minutes in 1950, 10 minutes in 1975, 7 minutes in 1997.
What is this again?
This is the cost of a half gallon of milk in terms of how many hours and or minutes it takes you to buy these products that I've been talking about. And it has gone, as the wages have gone up more strongly than the cost of some of the basics. And part of the point here is what the farmer is getting versus what the producer of gasoline. What's more important, gasoline for your car or food for your table?
And I'll take the food.
Yeah. But the cost of gasoline...
The cost of gasoline affects the...
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're tied to each other so closely.
Right. And so in this very, I spent 3 or 4 minutes on this, trying to give you an idea of how various things are out of whack. The cost of fuel is so far out of whack in comparison. Now, somebody called me in the last hour and said, well, it's a lot cheaper than it is in Europe. So what? What does that mean? The Europeans tax the hell out of it. They have a dollar more in taxes on a gallon or a liter of fuel than we do. So that's why it costs as much more as it does.
Hearing it's expected actually to go up another 10 cents.
This week?
Yep.
Yeah, because of the storm.
Right.
They're going to blame it on the storm. Platforms are shut down. Even though that oil wouldn't get to market for 4 to 6 months, we still, let's gouge them some more. And we just roll over and nobody is talking about this. Where are the protests? Why don't we shut down some gasoline stations? Something, you know, to show that we got a little starch. Get a backbone. Folks,
post it on Facebook so we can all get arrested together.
All right, there we go. We'll do that.
Speak out.
21 past the hour on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3900. 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
So good. Sing it.
Sweet Caroline. Or would I feel inclined?
To be me.
So, this is stretching things perhaps beyond our reality. Story from DougStephan.com today.
Yeah.
Case of Penn State University banning this song because, well, they say that it has nothing to do with the Sandusky trial. You know, the lyric line, touching you, touching me.
Right.
This is not, this local newspaper confirming that the song will not be on the playlist for the games, despite the fact that a lot of sports teams, the Red Sox, I think one of them, have no problem with the song. The song was written about Caroline Kennedy and not some sordid activity, but touching warm, reaching out, touching
me. Touching you, sweet Caroline.
Trust me. Dun, dun, dun.
All right, so here's the 2020 history.
Oh, you got to do it. Quiz. So good.
So good. What's Caroline Kennedy's last name? What's her married name? 800-510-8255 for Swell Prize.
Something like Squishel Fizzle, right?
I think you'll just keep that for yourself.
Right. Squishel Fizzle.
800-510-8255. That song may have been about Caroline Kennedy when she was younger. What is her married name?
Uno más tiempo, por favor.
That would be one more time, please.
All right, Dudley, ready?
Ready, Richard.
So good.
Sweet Caroline, la la la.
I'd love to get you at the Starboard in Dewey Beach on a Saturday night after a couple
sure
drinks right. And you just
jam. Right, that would be great. Yeah.
You would be a hoot.
800-510-8. I am a hoot now, Richie, according to you.
No doubt.
From time to time. 800-510-8255. What is Caroline Kennedy's married name? What's her last name? Richie had only the first letter of the last name correct. The rest of it.
So it's not Swisher Fizzle.
No, probably not. No.
Okay.
It's not Malarkey either. Or McGillicuddy. 800-510-8255. What is Caroline Kennedy's last name? This business about gasoline and pricing things comparatively from years gone by and trying to make some sense of all of this. I was finding some other examples. And as a matter of fact, one of these studies took a dozen food staples, things that provide you three square meals a day. And looking back to 1919, it required 9.5 hours to buy the things that are in these this dozen items. 3.5 hours, 1950 to buy. Now 1.6 hours. What's needed to buy all of this stuff? So you can see how also buying power has improved. I think that's the lesson of the story. Buying power is better than it was before. We're better off than we were in terms of what we can buy now. Now, but we bought so much more. We don't buy just the staples. Back then, life was very simple. People bought and used very simple things. Look at the cars. Look at the homes. Look at all of the things that were in the home in comparison to what we have today in our homes. It's just a very interesting reality that I think is worth some consideration, and that is why I brought you that information. Meanwhile, we'll get back. We have the television report coming up. We have some things from the Middle East to consider. And we also have the answer to our 2020 personality quiz. Caroline Kennedy's last name is coming up. It's 28 past the hour.
More of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 eligible Goodyear tires when you use your Sears card. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more coupons and offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Offer ends 9/22. Rebates range from $40 to $80. Rebate ends 12/1. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Upon us, 33 after the hour. Speaking of amazing, our video of the day today at DexStefan.com is of an amazing cat that seems to be teleporting itself across the room.
So if you go to DexStefan.com,
you want to see something that seems strange, a cat teleporting itself.
I saw this and I didn't get it. So it.
Really?
Apparently the cat starts in one place and then ends up in another.
Yes.
Kind of in the blink of an eye.
Yes. Television report coming up. An answer to our question about Caroline Kennedy. We were playing Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. The reason we played it is because Penn State says they're not going to use it anymore. It's being used too much. But really, it's the lyric line, touching me, touching you. But it doesn't have anything to do really with that. It's a story about Caroline Kennedy.
You know how many songs they're going to have to get rid of?
Yeah. Right there.
If they're going to worry about the words touching.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, we can let somebody else figure that out, Richie. 25 minutes before the hour on the Good Day program. The story of Todd Rutherford. Got a pretty sweet thing going if you want to check this story out at DougStefan.com. Todd was 7 years old when he first understood the nature of supply and demand. He was with a bunch of other boys, one of whom showed off a copy of Playboy, and they all giggled a bit. Todd bought the magazine for $5, tore out all the racy pictures, and resold them to his chums for a buck apiece. Made $20 before his father figured out what he was doing and shut him down. All right. Now, Mr. Rutherford, who is in his mid-late 30s now, apparently, has had another flash of illumination about how there are few things, the scarcity of certain things opens the door for opportunity. He was part of the marketing department at a company that provided services to folks who published their own books. Self-published writers have become quite the phenom. Not only they publish their own, but they get them. Now you can do it the same as music, right, with books. You just download it to your Kindle or to the...
Yeah, music was actually first, and then they copied the formula with books.
Right. Okay. So now these services included persuading traditional media to review the books, like us. People come on this program to sell books, and we talk about them. Now, this guy's job, remember, is to try to create media attention for those people who are publishing their own books. He could churn out press releases all day long trying to be noticed, but there is only so much space for a vampire novel or another self-improvement manifesto or a homespun collection of my life. Not enough reviewers to go around. So, Mr. Rutherford, being the smart cookie that he is, instead of trying to cajole others to review a client's work, why not cut out the middleman and write the review yourself? And then it would say exactly what the client wanted. It was a terrific book, shattering novel, classic memoir. It'll change your life. It's gripping, stunning, compelling, or whatever words are...
Riveting.
Like that, yeah. Good books. Good words. So, in the fall of 2010, Mr. Rutherford started a website called GettingBookReviews.com. At first, he advertised so he would review a book for $99. Some clients wanted a chorus proclaiming their excellence. So for $499, Mr. Rutherford would do 20 online reviews. Few people needed a whole orchestra. For $999, he'd do 50. How is this different? But he's been criticized, by the way. He was taking in $28,000 a month doing this. How is this different than mommy bloggers who are paid
to
do the same thing? So why is this guy being criticized?
It's illegal. Successful.
Right. Well, the Federal Trade Commission has caught him because it's illegal to endorse anything online without disclosing that you're being paid to do so. Do the mommy bloggers?
They do.
Disclose they're being paid?
They do.
So that's the only difference between
the
them
ones who do it
and
right.
him.
Right.
Right. But does all, I don't think all of them do. I mean, really? Do they all?
Well,
they're supposed to.
The more successful ones, the ones who just, you know, do a little bit here or there, they might not disclose everything. But yeah, all the bigger mommy bloggers definitely do.
Mm-hmm. So, is this a crime? $28,000 a month reviewing books.
No, it's not a crime.
So, what's wrong with it?
Kind of think of him as an inspiration.
Yeah,
he's
an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneurial guy.
Yeah, right. What are we missing here? He made a lot of money reviewing books that he was publishing. He read the books, wrote things about them. So how's that any different than, I mean, there's a new book out by my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I gave him a piece of it. He sent me the galleys. I looked at it. I wrote a paragraph on the value of the book. About helping you avoid scams. Another one of his, he's got two or three of those books out. Helping people avoid scams, which is big with me. I'm all about trying to have people really get to the heart of what value is. So I didn't get paid. He didn't ask me to do anything but look at it and give him a line. I said I'd be happy to because he's my friend. But now maybe next time somebody asks me, I'm going to charge him.
So about those couple chapters I sent you to read, I'm writing.
Yeah.
Right, Heather's trying to write a book. Fork it over. All right. So I don't know. We've gone nuts on what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. The government is into this and into that. Why is the government...
What you let them get away with.
Well, why is it that the government... I mean, we go back to that same thing I was talking about before. Just to give you a sort of highlight, I said early in the hour, if you want to really hear something amazing... review hour one of the Doug Steffen broadcast today and listen to my story about how a bureaucracy comes to be. And I used the Energy Department, which was created during Jimmy Carter's year. It was supposed to find its cheaper sources of fuel and keep the fuel from going above $2 a gallon. Today we spend $24 billion a year on the Energy Department, 16,000 employees, and the cost of gasoline is twice what it was in 1977, and we're 70% dependent on foreign oil instead of 30%, which is where we were in 1978. So you tell me, and then you look at all these other bureaucracies. Federal Trade Commission is a perfect example. What do we need people going around examining? So what if he writes book reviews? Who cares? How is that going to hurt anybody?
No, it's like them shutting down lemonade stands.
Yeah.
Some kind of philosophy.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. All right, anyway. I think I have done enough.
Feel better now?
I do, as a matter of fact, yeah. And I should, and so should all of you, thinking about this. And then let's do something about it instead of just, jammering and glamoring and bammering about it. All right, so we have news from Dancing with the Stars in a moment. First, let's get the answer to our 2020 history quiz? I guess that would be
okay.
It. Yeah. Caroline Kennedy, the subject of the Neil Diamond song. I asked for her last name. Now, let's see. How would I choose the people? In fairness, let me start with Weldon because he was the first caller. Lakesy, have I ever spoken to you before, Weldon?
Yes, you have.
All right. You'll pardon me if I move to somebody that I haven't. Joan, Joanne. Is it Joan or Joanne?
Joanne.
Have I ever spoken to you before, Joanne?
No, sir.
Ah, all right. So what's Caroline Kennedy's last name, married name?
Schlossberg.
Schloss. I think you... Schlossberg.
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 Yeah, do you remember her husband's first name?
Hell no. 3 o'clock in the morning where I'm at. How can you know what time? You know,
Edward.
And you were able to pull Schlossberg out?
Yeah.
I know. Amazing, yeah. Isn't it?
It is amazing. Yeah. Right. It's Edward Schlossberg, her husband. And they seem to be somewhat estranged in that she sort of lives her life and he lives his life. Not unlike Oprah, although she never married, what's the guy's name? Stedman Graham,
Stedman.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never married him. But she has her life, he has his life, and they sort of come together every once in a while. If that's what you like, God love you. Joanne, how are you situated with male companionship? You got a husband, boyfriend? What do you have?
I have a husband.
Good. You like him?
Yes, I do.
Good. How long have you been married?
23 years.
Did you start out wanting to take care of him, or did he want to take care of you?
I don't know. It wasn't a question of wanting to take care of. I think we just, we felt comfortable with each other. I could take care of myself, and he could take care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
We were both independent, but we work well together now. We always have.
Really? Do you have a business, a family business?
No, we don't. Actually,
when you say work together, what does
that
mean?
I've retired. My husband and I are retired.
Oh, so all the more reason to figure out whether you like him or not, because you're around a lot more, and you're both together more than you ever were, probably, right?
Well, that was a big adjustment.
I bet it was. That's what I hear.
It was, but once I got past that, which took a long time,
yeah,
we spend a lot of time together, 24/7, practically.
Yeah. Good.
Ironically enough, like he's not with me right this moment.
Well,
we fish in the summertime up here, and
yeah.
He's got a. I'm in Fairbanks, and he's in Valdez, Alaska, right now, which is 350 miles south of here.
Yeah.
And he's got to winterize our boat, and he's got to lock up our cabin. And
but you're already doing that? Isn't it light there now?
No, not right now. We finally got dark.
Finally got dark. But it's over the summer. Most of the time it's light about now. It's coming up, right? Because of where you are.
During the summer months, yes,
yeah,
it's light. We probably have about 14 hours of daylight right now.
Yeah, all right. It's about the same as we have here in the East Coast. There's not much difference, but it's been a lot. You have 18, 19, 20 hours of daylight during the high spot of the summer, right?
We do.
Yeah.
But it actually, the daylight hours and the nighttime hours equal out over a year period,
right.
As does yours.
Yeah, you're right. All right, nice to hear from you. Hold on just a second. Tell Joanne what she has won, potentially, Heather.
Reader's Digest, Taste of Home, and Handyman subscriptions are there for your choosing. And then also we have Doug Stefan paraphernalia.
And you can tell Michael what you'd like, Joanne. Thanks very much for the call. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Rich at DougStefan.com or Heather at DougStefan.com. In a moment, the news from Dancing with the Stars, the television report, because Jennifer's not here. Everybody has a shot. Richie's got a story. Heather's got a story.
Mine's juicy, too.
I got a story. Juicy TV news coming up here on Good Day.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations, get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, television, votes are in. Sabrina Bryan is the 13th and final contestant for the forthcoming All-Star edition of Dancing with the Stars. She is from Cheetah Girls. I don't know anything about Cheetah Girls.
Yeah, okay.
No, girl groups. And yeah.
Really?
The spicy viewers. Girl groups.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
She beat out Carson Kressley.
Oh, good.
And Kylie Massey or Kyle Massey.
Don't know.
Don't know who that is. All right, anyway. Who was her partner the first time she competed on the show? Anybody remember?
No.
Mark Ballas.
Hmm.
All right.
See, I don't really watch very much.
No, I don't either.
But I have to say, I would love to take ballroom dancing tonight.
Good for you. Congratulations. All right, Richie, what's your story?
Howard Stern, one of the judges of America's Got Talent, which is on NBC, is in a little bit of trouble because he, on his radio show, said Jay Leno was a stinking, a spineless maggot.
Really?
Wow.
And the NBC execs called him up, and he talked about this on his show. He said one of the NBC execs called me up and said, don't talk about Jay like that. And Stern said, I was laughing my blank off. Do not tell me not to talk about Jay Leno. I will blanking talk about Jay Leno for 4 hours if you tell me not to.
Right.
I was done with Jay. Now I'm fed up with him.
Uh-huh. Is that
blank
surprising of
J.
him, though, you know?
Well, Howard?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Nah, that's just the way he is.
So, but
that's a good, it's part
then
of
he went on to say, you know, hey, listen, my experience at NBC has been nothing but wonderful, but they will not tell me what to say. This is part of what makes me a great judge is I'm honest, and nobody controls what I talk about.
Right. All right. So you have 10 seconds for your story, Heather.
All right, that's a good teaser. Forbes gave the top TV people, as far as top paid, and Oprah Winfrey is still on top.
No, not a shock. Yeah.
I know.
All right, 51 past the hour on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Joel Wallach, who is a tireless spokesperson for your health, your well-being. There are lots of minerals, there are lots of vitamins, there are lots of important things that you need to keep yourself healthy. And what's amazing, Doc, is that there are so many different ways to present these products. There are, you know, there's the Healthy Start Pack, but if you look through the thing that I send people, the Good Day team, Doug Steffen's Good Day team, and the things that are there that come from Youngevity all aim to do pretty much the same thing, don't they?
You're exactly right, Doug. The whole process of the various programs we have, the Healthy Start Pack, you could encompass it in the 90 for Life program, is to give the human body all 90 essential nutrients every day, that platform that we require to prevent and reverse as many as 900 different diseases. Now, let me just throw in one thing here. 2 days ago, our most famous astronaut, Neil Armstrong, died. And the big story was not that he was the most wonderful astronaut and died. The big story was that he was killed by the medical system. He went in for a non-emergency bypass surgery, cardiovascular bypass surgery, coronary artery bypass surgery, which we could resolve very quickly within 2 weeks. Even if he had as much as a 90% obstruction, we could have done it with nutrition, got him back to 0% obstruction within, oh, anywhere from 30 to 60 days. It's not an emergency situation. And the medical system killed our most important top astronaut.
Is it that the AMA has such power and control over the system that they don't want people to know? Because in essence, although with the healthcare laws being what they are, you see a lot of doctors who just say, I'm quitting, or I'm not going to encourage people to go to medical school or whatever. But they have such a stranglehold still on the system that they poo-poo. They call you and people like you quacks.
That is correct. And, of course, they've legislated themselves, Doug, into a protected monopoly, plus they have unlimited amounts of money in the insurance program. Mm-hmm. You think about that. They have unlimited amounts of money, which only they can get to. They are an unfettered monopoly. Whatever they say, they give more money to PAC committees between them and the pharmaceutical industry than anybody else. So the government protects them. They kill 90,000 people a year just because they don't wash their hands after they go potty. They kill 15,000 Medicare patients every month. 15.0 people in America are killed, injured, and infected
by doctors every year, and nobody goes to jail. Now, what would happen if a foreign entity, Doug, were to kill, injure, and infect 15 million Americans, you know, by biological warfare, any kind of nuclear weapons, 15 million every year? We'd go to war immediately.
Of course we would. We'd be at war tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
There's one trade amongst us who does this, and nobody seems to care.
Right.
So that's why Youngevity and yourself are out there getting the 90 for Life program to them. And we can't save everybody because everybody's not going to be alert. When you have a war going on, you can't save everybody. You can only save those who are interested in prolonging the health and the life of their families, particularly their kids and their grandkids.
The message that you deliver and others who are involved in this program has to be received. You got to have a receptor,
exactly.
But somebody must be receiving because you're doing lectures pretty much almost every day. Don't you do in-person or web seminars pretty much every day on all this?
Live seminars, I do 300 a year. Actually, this year will be closer to 400 because I'm doing 2 and 3 on Saturdays now.
Wow.
And you're looking at an army that's being raised because our crowds used to be 1,500, you know, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they're 200, 300, 500, our biggest crowd this year. We had no idea how many were going to show up. We had 2,200 people show up for one of our meetings in Baltimore. It's just great.
Yep. Well, the message is clear. People are frustrated with the system. They're acting out in different ways, mostly voting with their money because more people are spending money on so-called alternative means of keeping themselves healthy. But yet it's frustrating because you still see all these people that are out of shape that are not taking good care of themselves. You can turn it around. Follow what Doc Wallach has to say. His lectures are often posted online at DougStephanTeam.com. And you can order any of these products that we're talking about by going to DougStephanTeam.com or calling 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. But kind of informative, if you go to DougStephanTeam.com, follow what Doc Wallach has to say, follow what the other people are saying, and understand how good this all is for you. And by the way, you might be able to make something of it for yourself. Besides taking care of your health and vitality, you may be able to make a couple of bucks. Nothing wrong with that. Check it out at DougStephanTeam.com. Our thanks to Dr. Joel Wallach for being here to discuss this on the Good Day program. 59 past the hour.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.